December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. From here on in, I shoot without a script. See if anything comes of it instead of my old shit.
We're back from a very, 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 very long break.
We've been on hiatus.
Yes, we've been on a very long hiatus. If you don't remember what number we're up to, this is episode number 6. I'm Paige.
I'm Ashley.
And you're listening to Shoot Without a Script. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing mostly Adam and Anthony's return to Rent. Also, we're going to have a review of A Chorus Line by Ashley. I'm going to talk a little bit about the movie Hairspray. And we're also going to play a game at the end. And if all goes according to plan, we will have 2 interviews included at the end.
Yay!
That have been waiting on my computer since March.
And it is now July 31st. Well, almost August 1st.
Yeah, it's almost August. It'll be August in like 8 minutes. And so it kind of sucks that I'm just getting them online. But hey, at least they're going to get there.
At least we've been having a life of some sort. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, everybody, Paige got her license. Yeah, I just talked about myself in the third person, but I got my license, so I've been kind of living it up.
Woohoo! Wait, I have to do it. Woohoo! Okay, I'm done.
Oh, God, good times. So, but before we get into our main discussion, we have some news.
We do.
Our first piece of news is that Beauty and the Beast is now gone from Broadway.
And so is Grey Gardens and 110 in the Shade. They all closed on July 29th.
A very sad day. But many new shows are opening.
Little Mermaid.
Which I'm so excited about.
Young Frankenstein.
Also looks pretty good-ish. And don't forget we have Grease to be looking forward to.
Adam and Anthony and Rent.
Who started yesterday.
Yes. Well, by the time that this goes out, they may have started last week. Oh, by the way, shout out to Jocelyn. She asked me to do a shout-out.
Oh, okay, cool.
She's one of our listeners.
We have a listener. A listener.
Yay!
Yeah, tell all your friends to listen to us, because we gotta get our numbers back up.
Yeah, listen to us. We're cool people.
Oh, and I have an announcement, actually, before we continue. Real quick, it has to do with this thing called PodTrack. And basically, it's gonna help us bring you better quality. And in order to do that, though, we have to have a sponsor with money. And in order to get a sponsor with money, we need to do advertisements on the show. And in order to do that, all our listeners need to fill out a survey. We're going to put a link on the website, and it'll bring you to the PodTrack Audience Insight Survey. And that will help us learn about what you want from the podcast and what you want from the advertisements you're going to be hearing. Also, we're going to stick to once a month. That way, it's better for our schedules and you can actually have something reliable from us instead of just being like, oh, I wonder if something will get posted today. So,
I've been really behind on the MySpace, but I've been trying to keep up because I don't do MySpace anymore. So, I just updated it last week.
That's cool. Do we have any new friends?
I think I added like 4 or 5 people.
Cool.
Which, I mean, isn't great, but, you know, we have more listeners.
Yeah, so we have to mention the survey in the podcast for at least 2 months. And we have to get, like, a lot of people on the survey for best results. And then, we'll hopefully get a sponsor, and that will give us money to make t-shirts and to plan events and all that fun stuff. We were really trying to plan a live podcast for the summer, but we kind of fell off the ball, and some rude person from marketing never emailed me back.
It's going to say PodTrack link, and you click on it, and it will be right there, and you'll be right in. It's in the links section of our website.
Yeah, and if you can't find it there, I'm going to be making us a Facebook, since the whole world transferred to Facebook from MySpace. So we have the news about Beauty and the Beast, and I am going to read a little bit of the article. This article is from BroadwayWorld.com. It was posted on Friday, July 27th, and basically the gist of it is that Broadway for over 13 years, I don't know about any of our listeners, but it was my first Broadway show ever. I saw it at the prime age of 7. So basically, the article on BroadwayWorld.com gives a look back and how when it originally opened on Sunday, July 29th, no, Beauty and the Beast opened on Broadway on April 18th, 1994. And it played at the Palace Theater for the first 5 years of its run, but then it transferred to the LaFontaine Theater on November 11th, 1999. And it's the sixth longest running Broadway show of all time, which actually means it ran a year longer than Rent. And it was directed by Robert Jess Roth, and it features music by Alan Menken, who is an Academy Award-winning score with songs by the late Howard Ashman, including Be Our Guest, which won an award, an Academy Award. The book was by Linda Wolverton, and the choreography was by Matt West. And that's, well, like, that's, like, probably not what you want to know, but, you know, it's, like, a little tribute to them. A lot of notable people have been in Beauty and the Beast, and it was a really great show, and it's sad to see it go away, because it was, like, you know, a lot of people of our era's, you know, like, first Broadway show, or favorite Broadway show, or just even, like, their, like, entrance into Broadway, kind of like their gateway drug. Like, I know that's what it was for me. Like, I love the music, Beauty and the Beast, and that's what got me hooked on musicals, which got me hooked on Broadway, which made me start this podcast. Also, we have news on... I'm going to be doing a Hairspray segment later on the show, so all that news will be saved for then. American Idol's being made into a musical.
It's going to be like a chorus line all over again, according to me.
Yeah, it is going to be like a chorus line. But if you feel strongly about that, write in to our email, which is shootwithoutascript@yahoo.com.
No spaces, no underscores.
Yeah, just the words. And tell us how you feel about that, and we'll talk about that on our next episode, which will be next month.
Yay!
Well, the big news is that Adam and Anthony have returned to Rent on Broadway for a limited time. They started last night, and they will go until September 9th, which is their closing night. Not the shows, just Adam and Anthony's.
My friend was at the stage door. I'm not sure if it was tonight or last night, but she told me there were 500 people plus at the stage door and across the street just waiting for them to come out. Adam came out first and signed a bunch. And then Anthony came out soon after, and they signed as many as they possibly could, but it just, like, it didn't make a dent, it didn't change anything, so they had to get into town cars and drive away, because the Rent stage door has no barricade, so they're pretty much getting mobbed.
Do you think that the stage door is going to be altered for their appearance? Do you think there's going to be more security now?
I think that if the stage door people have a brain at the Nederlander, no offense to them, if they just, like, you know, randomly happen to be listening to us, they would put up barricades of some sort.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, they're not going to be able to get out.
No, nobody's going to be able to get out. It's a fire hazard.
Yeah, I mean, I was there back in April, and there were a good 30 people at the stage door. Nobody famous was in it back then.
That's true.
And now it's multiplied by, like, you know, a million.
Here's what Anthony Rapp has to say about it. His blog entry is titled Wowza.
Anthony.
And he wrote it, was posted on Tuesday, July 31st. So here's what he says. Hey, all. Well, we had our first night back last night, and it was wild. I mean, I sort of expected that we would get something of a warm welcome, but the screaming and ovation that hit us from the moment we stepped out on stage was beyond anything I would have imagined. And it was loud. But it was so gratifying, and made us feel right at home. And then doing the show itself was like being back at home. After directing the show in South Africa, yeah, he did direct in South Africa, which is pretty sweet. I have even more appreciation for what it takes to tell the story clearly and with heart and soul. And I was thrilled to have the opportunity to do so again. I have always been privileged to be a part of this incredible piece and felt that all over long... Paige is really tired. And felt that all over again last night. The only blemish on the night was the absolute chaos outside the theater after the show. I've already initiated conversations this morning with the powers that be about figuring a system that will work better than last night's system. When Adam and Tamira and I emerged from the theater, we signed as much as we could for a few minutes, but we were all getting shoved and the fans were getting shoved, and it could have gotten dangerous. So we were told to get into our car so we could get away safely. I know it might have seemed like we weren't interested in meeting and greeting fans because of how quickly we left, but if there had been some real crowd control, I would have been happy to stay a lot longer. Hopefully that will get sorted out. What I can ask of those of you who come to the show and want to wait afterwards to say hello and get something signed is to be patient and not shove your fellow fans. I understand that there's incredible passion and enthusiasm out there, and it's very much appreciated, believe me. But everyone else also has to be mindful of people's safety. Enough lecturing. Thanks to those of you who came last night and showed your support and love. Take care, Anthony.
I love Anthony.
Me too. He's so, like, level-headed. And so if he did talk to people, I'm sure he will get his way and there will be a better system the next time anybody shows up at that stage door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought Run had a crazy stage door system. Like, they really need some help with that.
Yeah, they're the only one I know that doesn't use, like, barricades or some form of... Well, no, Chicago doesn't unless it's busy, but, like, they're the only show I can think of that doesn't, like, have a sense of keeping people penned.
Yeah, like, they need something, especially with Adam and Anthony.
Have you ever done the Palace Theater stage door? It's completely backwards.
No.
Because what they do is they pen you up to where the to against the wall so the fans so the people can get out and so that you're not blocking Times Square because the exit's pretty much at Times Square.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they have you pinned up against the theater.
I love the way Hairspray does it. Like, they force all the actors to sign your stuff, like, that nobody can get away. Because, like, the actors are penned in.
Yeah, that's the way most theaters do it.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's way better because, like, you know, as much as people could say it's not part of their job, it is. I mean, a lot of people go there just so they could meet, like, you know, the people in the show.
Yeah. I always stage door. You will always see me at the stage door.
Yeah, I'm at the stage door whenever I go see a show.
I hang out at Spring Awakening stage door even if I don't see the show. I was there on Saturday.
I went to see Hairspray, but we got out. Like, it ended early or something, and Wicked was just letting out. We ran from Hairspray to Wicked, and we had Hairspray shirts on, and they signed the inside of our Hairspray playbills.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They were just like, oh, you saw the show? And we were like, no, but we love it. It was really funny.
My friend didn't see Tarzan, but he had the people from Tarzan sign his arms, because he didn't have anything for them to sign.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and then he had, like, Josh Strickland's autograph on his arm for, like, a week.
That's kind of cool.
He's hot. It's such a shame. But we're not going to get into that.
I love Josh Strickland.
All right, moving on.
Oh, I have an update. Anybody who actually... Well, I should really put this in my Hairspray thing. But this is an update. Aaron Tveit, if anybody was wondering where he's been like I was, I did some research on Facebook. Stalked him down.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, and he is currently in Massachusetts doing a small... theater festival of all different little shows. So, in case anybody wanted to know that, like I did, he's out there and he's still performing, and the shows might come to Broadway if they do well in Massachusetts. What's up with Aida? Are they making a movie?
I have heard rumors that there will be a movie. I've also heard about Beyonce possibly playing Aida.
That would be so cool.
Yes, but that's just a rumor. We're not going to confirm or deny that.
Yeah, it's not even on IMDb yet, and they usually have everything, like, first talks of it. Like, it could be, like, scheduled for 3 years from now, and they have it. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about Hairspray. For anybody who saw Hairspray the movie, you have to agree with me. It was completely awesome. They did cut Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. And they also cut out Jail, so which, in essence, cut out Mama, the Big Dollhouse. Sorry. But they also added two really cool songs. Lady's Choice, I happen to love. That was pretty sweet.
Feels you that wah! In Lady's Choice. Zefron's hotter as, like, a black-haired boy.
Yes. I'm about to talk about the cast now. Okay, let's start with Tracy, first of all. She was a newcomer, Nikki Blonsky. She was awesome. Like, that must have been awesome for her because she was a fan of Hairspray before she was in it. And to be able to play Tracy, which is awesome, alone. But then to play it alongside such an awesome cast... Amanda Bynes, never knew she could sing, had an amazing voice. I was so, like, happy for her, like, because, like, I'm a big Amanda Bynes fan. Like, I grew up with her, like, watching, like, all that and everything. So, I was really, like, happy for her. And then also, Brittany Snow was really great. She didn't have too much singing. She sang New Girl in Town, parts of it alone. But otherwise, you really didn't hear her alone too much. But I think she had a pretty good voice from what I heard. And she did a very good job acting. Like, Amber's role, not was reduced, but I think it was just modified. Okay, Queen Latifah was awesome. The part where they were marching on the news station was so cool because, like, there's this one part where there's, like, one tear trickling down her face, and I'm pretty sure that was a real tear, like, because, like, 1 second it's there and then the next it's gone. So I'm pretty sure that was real and they just kept it in. And I thought that was really pretty. Like, a beautiful scene type thing.
Oh, you know what really bothered me about that movie?
What?
The ending and who won.
I know, they changed it. Tracy should have won.
No, that's the way the show goes. That's the way the movie, original movie goes. And
yeah.
Then they changed it.
They did change it. That was upsetting, but, you know, we gotta take what we can get. I mean, they didn't ruin too much. They did. I was really worried that they were gonna screw up the entire show and, like, make it totally Hollywood with, like, you know, because they had a totally Hollywood cast. They didn't take any original members or anything, but everybody was fabulous. Who played Wilbur?
Christopher Walken.
Yes, he was awesome. And so was Michelle Pfeiffer. She was awesome.
I didn't like the extra plot point with the two of them. It was not in the show.
Yeah, but you know what? It kind of explained the song, like, in the musical, it's just kind of like this really random song that takes you back, like, into the show. But they kind of made it, like, a real scene. I liked it. I thought that was cool.
I guess. I liked it. Whatever.
Also, Zac Efron. Now I'm gonna go on my spiel about him. Zac Efron was absolutely amazing. He did his own singing for High School Musical number one. But they blended it with somebody else's, the guy who did the concert tour for him, because they wanted him to sound younger. And so, like, it was his voice, but not really. It was, like, partially his voice. It was just blended, like, with a computer, because music's all computers these days. But don't get me started on that. But for Hairspray, it was purely his voice, and he was awesome. Like, It Takes Two is one of the most played songs on my iPod list right now. And which, by the way, if you saw the movie and said, oh my god, what happened to that song? It's, like, only 30 seconds long in the movie. They recorded the whole thing for the soundtrack. It's available on iTunes. Yes. And also, when he was singing Without Love, oh my god, I wanted to, like, jump into the screen.
I wanted to be Tracy in that song because he was, like, you could feel it.
Yeah, like, you could, like, he was so good. Like, I can't get over how good he was. It's, like, a total 360-degree turn from High School Musical because a lot of people really hated him in High School Musical. And they said, like, oh, he's gay. He's not, like, a good actor. He can't sing. He can't dance. All this horrible stuff about him. And this movie proved it all wrong. And I can't wait till High School Musical 2 so I can see him again.
Yay.
Big yay. And now I saved my last and most favorite person, John Travolta.
I knew it.
Oh my god, John Travolta.
The accent killed me though.
No. I think it made it funnier. Like, it was awesome. Like, when I like, if you closed your eyes and listened to him sing, it sounded like Danny from Grease. It was hysterical. I was cracking up. Like, it was awesome. I love John Travolta with, like, a deep, burning passion. Like, I had a crush on him when I was 6 years old when I saw him in Grease.
Aww, Paige. Yeah. The Paige had a crush.
Yeah. I was really surprised to find out he didn't look like that anymore. But anyway, after that awkward moment, the dancing. He danced awesome still, and he sung amazing, and he looked awesome as a woman. Which is kind of sad, but kind of cool. And he did an amazing job. And I think he deserves a round of applause. Because, like, that made the movie. Like, not made the movie for me. Like, the whole thing made the movie. Because it was just all awesome. Like, I was sitting in my... I went with my two friends. And neither of them are Broadway fans. They just wanted to see the movie. Because I talk about it. And so, I was sitting there in my seat. Not even looking at them. Because I knew, like, they really didn't care as much as I did. And the opening is the, like, the honkings of the horns and, like, the drumming on the street and everything. And then, like, you hear the music slowly start up. It started to, like, come into music from the honking and stuff. And I got butterflies in my stomach. And, like, my skin started to, like, tingle. Like, it was awesome. It was so good. But it was so good. I recommend going to see it for anybody who hasn't seen it. And if you love it as much as I do, get the soundtrack. Because Zac Efron's really good. Nikki Blonsky's really good. John Travolta's awesome. Michelle Pfeiffer rocked. Amanda Bynes, I was so surprised at how good she sang, and I was really happy with it. Because, like, at the beginning of the movie, like, I forgot she didn't have any major singing until the end. So I was like, oh, maybe they cut out her singing, and, like, she's just going to be there for funny. But then at the end, you know, she started singing all over the place, and I was like, whoa! And Elijah Kelly, that's who I forgot, I'm sorry. He was awesome.
Allison Janney, the mom, cracks me up. Dying.
Oh, yeah, she was really funny.
And James Marsden.
Love him. Love him. He played Lon in The Notebook.
He played who?
Lon Hammond of Hammond Cotton in The Notebook.
I never saw The Notebook. That's my problem.
So, anyway, awesome. And he did, Zac Efron, back to him, he did his own singing in High School Musical 2. So, if you missed him in Hairspray and you don't want to buy the soundtrack, you can go and listen to High School Musical, even though it's going to have that Disney pop to it.
It's Disney. Of course, I'll have a Disney pop.
Yeah. So it's not going to be exactly Hairspray, but, you know, it'll give you an idea. And also about Hairspray, it was directed by Adam Shankman, who is one of my favorite directors in the whole entire world. And he was the director for The Pacifier with Vin Diesel. And he was also the director of A Walk to Remember and Made in Manhattan and a few other really, really good movies that are totally awesome that you should go and see. And I actually messaged him on MySpace and he never returned my message. So you can blame him for not having an interview with him. People are getting meaner. I feel like when we first started this, people were nicer to us and did more interviews, but now nobody wants to talk to us.
Whatever, we're too cool for them. Can I talk about a chorus line now? Alright, I saw a chorus line right after the... Whoa, my lights just went out. Right after the cast change, which was July 24th, I saw it July 28th, the matinee. If any of you were there, please feel free to, like, you know, just give me a shout. I mainly went to see Crystal Rodriguez play the role of BB, because I am very much a Spring junkie, aka, like, a hardcore Spring Awakening fan, and, she was in the original cast, she was in the ensemble, and I was blown away by the 10 new replacements. Nick Adams as Larry, Michael Gruber as Greg. If any of these names register to you, then power be with you. Brian Knowlton as Paul, Melissa Loan as Maggie, J. Elaine Marcos as Connie, Krista Rodriguez as Bebe, Jason Patrick Sands as Don, Will Taylor as Bobby, Catherine Tokars as Christine, and Kevin Worley as Al. And they joined the rest of the original cast. Everyone else. There were 10 replacements on the line. And it just ironically stood that Krista was standing right in front of me and my best friend, who are both, like, hardcore Krista fans. So, yeah, she... oh, my God, they just blew me away. They were amazing. Like, I had never seen a chorus line before this. So it was, like crazy, and I can say that Krista, not to just go off about her, because I mean, like, you know, she is my favorite, she looked so happy to be just dancing around, she is a dancer, she was in Good Vibrations as a swing, and then she got moved to Spring Awakening, where she was in the ensemble, which means she was sitting in a chair for 2 hours, and, like, standing up awkwardly and rocking around and whatever, so, and, she looked so thrilled to be out of the chair. Like, she had such a twinkle in her eye, and she was just smiling the whole time. And even when she... I'm not going to spoil the end, but I'm just going to say, even when she didn't get picked, she didn't look completely upset. Like, she just looked happy to be moving. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah. I say, like, too much. Yes, I think I'm done.
Okay, well, here's our update on Matt Kaplan. Come check out Matt in a workshop production of The Mysteries of Harris Burdick. It returns August 21st to September 1st in the Berkshires up in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Tickets are $15 to $30. You can buy tickets and get more info by clicking the button below to be redirected to BarringtonStageCo.org. So if you go to myspace.com slash Matt Kaplan, you can find that all out. And he's also touring with Carrie Shields, who is a former Roger.
He was my first Roger, I think.
Oh, really? You had the crack Roger?
But he was so good!
Yeah, for people who don't know, Carrie Shields was kicked out of Rent because he was forced to go to rehab. Yeah, but now he's out and he's touring with Matt Kaplan.
He was hot.
Yeah, he is hot. And if you want him in your house, you can book him for a private party now. With Matt Kaplan.
Can you really?
Yeah, big news. Now available for private parties and bookings. Contact mattandcarrie@gmail.com.
I want him for a party.
That would be so cool.
I'm totally doing that. They're totally coming to my 19th birthday.
So, yeah, if you're looking for some Matt Kaplan or Carrie Shields, that's where you can find them. Now it's time for our main discussion. Adam, what's he been up to? He did Goy Band. I know he did... Anthony's going to be in Feeling Electric this fall.
With some other people who I'm not allowed to say who. Well, I guess I can.
And he directed Rent in South Africa.
Three Spring Awakening people will be in Feeling Electric. I am not at liberty to say who because it hasn't been announced. I can say that somebody from Tarzan will be in Feeling Electric. We're gonna have a contest. The person who can get the most people to friend request us, make sure that they send us a message saying who told them to add us. We're going to keep a tally, and we'll do it until the end of August. And whoever gets the most people to add us will get the information and the Will Chase thing.
Yeah, which is still up for grabs, by the way. I have it in a folder from November when he was in High Fidelity.
I just came up with a contest. I rock!
Yes, you do. Okay, so I think that's a wrap. Ha! Anthony, rap!
Ha! Ha! We're so cheesy.
It's 1 a.m. And we are out.
Good night.
Bye. Okay, everybody. So this is just a little something that I threw on at the end of the show because I thought it was funny. It's basically a bunch of outtakes of Ashley being really, really funny. Enjoy.
Boo! I hate you so much, Paige. I'm trying to earn here.
Please don't do that. Stalking is illegal in all 50 states.
Henry, what? Oy vey. Oh my god, kill me. And it's beginning to snow.
We're so cheesy!
Deleting that out.
What? Happy birthday.
Jeff